You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
Hey, it is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there getting the good nourishment to the people out early this morning. Shout out to all my truck drivers out there, the front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers, as my guy Larry told me to add the other day. Shout-out to Larry one time for the one time. And, of course, shout-out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are doing well. And, of course, shout-out to all my hospital workers. Don't want to forget about them. They're out there getting the people the good care, medicine, and treatment that they need. So, Braves game gets postponed last night. Inclement weather, going to be made up on September 26th, I believe the date is. So, with the Braves game being postponed last night, that means we have to push. I don't know if debacle is the right word to call that Hawks game last night, but it was something, and it was something not great. But the good news was Trae Young, he returned last night after missing 23 games due to tearing that ligament in his left pinky finger. And it was good to see him back on the court. Played 21 minutes. He did not play the fourth quarter, and it didn't seem like he was going to need to play in the fourth quarter, as the Hawks going into the fourth quarter were up 92-77. They end up losing 115-114. Yep, that's right. They, as our own Randy McMichael say, they tricked that game off last night, and they sure did. Miles Bridges hits a late layup with 3.8 seconds left, and that was the dagger for the Atlanta Hawks. But Trae Young did well. He had 14 points, 11 assists in 21 minutes, made each of his five shots from the field. Again, did not play in the fourth quarter, but had a pretty good outing. We'll let you hear from Trae Young here in just a minute, and Quinn Snyder, as they both talked about Trae Young's return to action last night. But really, and I guess I can't be too mad when I think about it, because DeJounte did not play. DeAndre Hunter did not play this game either. So when Trae Young went to the bench, they really only had Bogey out there. And now some guys stepped up. Dylan Windler, he ended up hitting four threes. He had 12 points, career high for both of him. But, I mean, that doesn't necessarily get the job done. Trent Forrest had all six of his points in the fourth quarter, and he helped give the Hawks the lead back after they lost it. But you just – I don't know how you blow that game then. I guess they just did not have enough firepower with Trae Young on the bench in the fourth quarter, only having Bogey, not having DeAndre or DeJounte out there. He just couldn't get the job done. All five starters for the Hawks did get into double figures. Vic Krejci had 19 points, and he led the scoring along with Bogey Bogdanović, who, by the way, broke the Hawks' single-season record in threes. He broke Trae Young's record that Trae set in the 2021 season, if you remember. That's when the Hawks went on that magical run. Trae hit 233 that year. Bogey, with his five threes last night, he went 5 of 10 from three. He got to 235 last night. So congratulations to Bogey. He has the new Hawks single-season record for threes made in a single season. So congratulations to Bogey. But it would have been a lot better to celebrate that if the Hawks would end up getting themselves a win last night. And again, too, the biggest reason the Hawks need to get themselves a win is because we still would like to see the Hawks have a home game in this play-in tournament. But now it's seeming more and more like they're not going to get that. There are only two games left now in this season. They are at Minnesota tomorrow and then at Indiana on Sunday to close out the regular season. And now they are a game and a half, because Chicago did not play last night. The Hawks are now a game and a half behind the Bulls for that ninth spot. So now with the Bulls, all they have to do with three games left, they basically just have to win what? They got to win one. I think they only have to just win their one game, because, but actually they have to win two of their last three. So they just can't lose out. As long as they don't lose out and the Hawks don't win out, I believe the Bulls will be fine. So again, there's still a chance, but it's looking like the Chicago Bulls are going to host the Hawks in that 9-10 playing game, and the Hawks won't have any home postseason games unless they make it out of the play-in tournament and make it to the actual postseason. Then they'll get themselves two postseason games. But we'll see. It's going to be easier said than done to make it out of the play-in tournament this year for the Hawks. And it's good that they got Trae Young back, and it's good that Trae Young is going to be able to play a couple of games before the end of the season. So that's good. He'll be fully conditioned, and, you know, hopefully three games will be a solid amount of time to get Trae Young back into the fold. So we'll see what happens. But the Hawks are a game and a half back of the Chicago Bulls right now. And again, Chicago does play tonight. So if Chicago wins tonight, they'll be two games ahead of the Hawks with two games to go. So actually, if the Bulls win tonight, they'll clinch the ninth spot. I worked it out in my head. Because if they win tonight, then Hawks will be two games back with two to go, even if the Bulls lose out, the Hawks could only tie the Bulls, and the Bulls have the season tiebreaker because they won the season series. So if the Bulls win tonight, the Hawks will be on the road in the play-in tournament for the entirety of the play-in tournament. They'll be on the road against the Bulls, then they'll be on the road against whoever they play out of that 7-8 matchup. So, and the Bulls play the Pistons, if you're wondering. So that's a pretty winnable game for the Bulls, I would think. So we'll see if the Pistons give the Hawks any help, but it looks like the Hawks are going to be on the road for the entirety of the in-season tournament. And if they get out, we'll get some home playoff games. But if not, we won't see the Hawks again this season in State Farm Arena. So we shall see. We'll talk about it tomorrow, whether the Hawks, whether the Bulls win or lose, and what the Hawks' fate ends up being. But I do want to let you hear a little bit from Trae Young. He was talking about, you know, just his return. Quinn Snyder talked about it as well. But it was good to see, again, Trae Young come back. It was good to see him on the floor. And again, it's going to be good to know that he's going to have a couple of games to get his conditioning back. It's going to be good to know he's got a couple of games to get his rhythm back. And again, he looks solid. If you talk about his shooting last night, he went 5 for 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from three. So obviously didn't force anything and only played in 21 minutes, but he did his thing. He didn't miss a shot while he was there. So he looks like he's been in a pretty good rhythm. So let's first hear from Trae Young. Just talking about his comeback and his return overall.
Yeah, no, I mean, fatigue was definitely the reason why I wanted to play today. I knew I'm gonna have to be on a minutes restrictions. I mean, today and maybe probably the next game too. So that was the reason why I wanted to come out and play. He played me kind of like my first regular stint, that first quarter, and then even that second quarter a little bit. So I felt good, but it's going to take even some more to continue to get it.
Yeah, so you heard there. He felt good. He got his first regular stint in that he usually plays in the first quarter, usually plays the entirety of the first quarter pretty much. And then, you know, we kind of, after that, Quinn Snyder monitored his minutes, you heard him say there. So still going to take him some time to get fully conditioned back, but that's why you hear him say he wanted to come back with a couple of games left. And he wanted to make sure he could get into at least a little bit of a rhythm before he had to help his team get out of the play-in tournament, which he's going to have to do again. So that was good to hear from Trae Young. Also, another good thing to hear, Trae Young did wear a brace last night. I do wonder how long he's going to wear the brace for, but the brace did not affect him. It did not affect him at all. And again, you heard me say he went 5 for 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from three. So the brace, not a problem for Trae Young. Here's what he's got to say about wearing said brace during the game.
I don't necessarily have to play with the brace, but I'm playing with it just for my sake and just for my mental, and I can swipe down at balls or passes and not even worry about it. And so that's why I'm wearing it. And I mean, it helped tonight. It doesn't necessarily affect my palm or that side. It's just the other side of the hand, not letting my fingers go all the way back. So
there you go. So you heard him say he doesn't need the brace. It's not a necessity, but it just gives him an extra layer of comfort, gives him a little bit of a security blanket, and just it's good to have it there so he knows he can really play with no worries. He doesn't have to think in the back of his mind, oh, if I swat down this ball, and you heard him talk about he doesn't want his fingers to go all the way back. He doesn't have to worry about that with the brace. And again, brace didn't affect his play, didn't affect his shot. So why not have that little extra layer of protection just to make sure, at least for now, that he is going to be all right. So good stuff there from Trae Young, and it is good to have him back. And I do wonder how it looks with DeJounte back and DeAndre in the fold. And now I'm wondering about Onyeka Okongwu, because what's up with Double O? When is he supposed to come back? He was supposed to come back before Trae Young, and now Trae Young's back. Where's Double O at? So this team just needs to get healthy. Hopefully they can be healthy by, again, their first playing game against the Bulls. But That's not that far away. And it seems like we really haven't even gotten an update on Onyeka Okongwu. So I do wonder at this point if Onyeka Okongwu is even going to play at this point. Are you even going to see Onyeka Okongwu again? So frustrating loss for the Hawks last night again, especially being up 92-77 heading into that final quarter. Had an 18-point lead at one point. And when you let that salt away, and again, I'm not furious just because Trae Young didn't play in the final quarter. DeJounte wasn't out there. DeAndre wasn't out there. Obviously, Jalen Johnson did not play with his ankle. So this team has just really been bitten by the injury bug and been bitten by the injury bug at the worst possible times. Really just the worst possible time, period. So you didn't have the reinforcements that you would even like to have with a big lead because, again, the way Charlotte plays, they can fill it up, and they can fill it up quick. Even with LaMelo out, I mean, Miles Bridges, Brandon Miller, who's been playing really good this season, they can still score, and they're still a team that likes to go fast and likes to put up points in a hurry, and that's exactly what they did in the fourth quarter. So they get the win, 115-114. Hopefully Jalen comes back soon. Hopefully Onyeka comes back soon. Hopefully DeJounte and DeAndre can play on Friday against the Timberwolves. And hopefully against the Bulls team, we have a, at this point, I don't even know if it's possible for us to have a fully healthy squad, but hopefully we can have something as close to a fully healthy squad as we can get. So this offseason just continues to be frustrating. Just, frustrating. But what are you going to do? You will continue to root on our Hawks, and as they say, we move. And we move to Friday when they take on the Timberwolves. So we'll see. By the way, Hawks are now losing streak, just to add insult to injury. But they're locked into a play-in tournament game, so at least they got that going for them. All right, when we come back, let's get into the Falcons. A little bit of a brighter note, because the Falcons look like they're headed toward a more promising season than maybe the Atlanta Hawks. Tori McElhaney, Atlanta Falcons senior reporter, has put out her latest mock draft, her 6.0 mock draft. And I'm a little intrigued by this one. We'll talk about it next, right here on the Hometown Take. Live goes with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You gotta let that classic build up. You gotta let it get to the hook. Had to let it get to the hook. Can't cut Lil Jon off like that. Can't cut Lil Jon off too soon. Gotta let it breathe. Gotta let that one breathe. Hey, it's a Thursday morning here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. We're live in the Kia Studios having some fun with you. My guy Dede Ludus holding it down behind the glass, and of course, shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers getting the people the good treatment, care, and comfort that they need. Nursing them back to health. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning for the people so they can get to work. Shout out to all my bus drivers getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school, I should say. And shout out to all my front-loading truck drivers, rear-loading truck drivers out there, including my guy Larry. Shout out to him. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. By the way, we're talking a little NBA, talking about the Atlanta Hawks losing to the Charlotte Hornets last night after being up 92-77 going into the fourth quarter and it being a little bit of a disappointing loss, but also you didn't have DeJounte, you didn't have DeAndre Hunter, you didn't have Jalen Johnson, and you didn't have Onyeka Okongwu, and you didn't have Trae Young playing in the fourth quarter. So they were a little down bad in that fourth quarter, and, you know, even though Charlotte isn't a great team, they still have guys who can fill it up in a hurry, i.e. Brandon Miller, i.e. Miles Bridges, who hit the late layup with 3.8 seconds left to go to give the Hornets the lead for good. They still got some dudes over there, and they can still put it together. And that's what they did in the fourth quarter last night against the Hawks. But I bring all that back up to say, speaking of the NBA, the Celtics and Drew Holiday have agreed to a 4-year extension. How about that? Good for Drew Holiday. Seems like Drew Holiday been in the league forever now. I got to look up and see how old Drew Holiday is because he's been in the league for a minute. And he's got 4 more years. He has secured himself a nice little bag. So he's 33. So his contract could go to 37. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't know if there's an out or anything like that after 2 years or whatnot. But congratulations to Drew Holiday. securing himself a nice little bag, and I'm sure that's going to be the last big contract that he gets of his career. But hey, maybe not. Jrue Holiday still good player, still playing defense, knocking down shots, making plays, and the Celtics are obviously happy with him. So congratulations to one Jrue Holiday there. But we're going to talk some Falcons here because Tori McIlhenny has put out her latest mock draft. And in this mock draft, I don't know. I know, and again, Tori McIlhenny has said that she has fun with these, and, you know, it obviously doesn't reflect what the team is going to do. Just because she's the Atlanta Falcons senior reporter doesn't mean that she's getting inside information from Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, anything like that. These are just her thoughts and her putting things together. But this latest one, I don't get, and I definitely don't agree with it at all. So, with the number 8 overall pick in Tori McIlhenny's latest mock draft, she has the Falcons drafting Dallas Turner with the number 8 overall pick, which I'm fine with. Well, I actually like. I want the Falcons to get themselves a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse or even a Leatu Latu for out of UCLA. I'd be happy with any three of those guys and the number 8 overall pick. I don't know if, you know, Leatu Latu is maybe a reach at 8. Some people think so. Some people think not. Don't know if Jared Verse will reach at 8. Again, some people think so. Some people think not. But either way it goes, as long as they get a pass rusher at 8, I'll be happy. And even if they get a corner, I won't be upset because that is something they need to. And Kenyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold are good options for that position as well. And if you draft him at 8, I'm not sure that it's necessarily a reach. They could probably trade back and get those guys, and maybe they end up doing that, but I wouldn't be necessarily upset if they go get those guys at 8 to be future cornerbacks of the Atlanta Falcons. But Tori McIlhenny has Dallas Turner dropping to the Falcons at 8, and she has this to say about it. She says, if you have been reading Amna Subban's mock draft roundup every Friday, you know, with every week that passes, more and more draft analysts are mocking Turner to the Falcons at number 8 overall. This past week, it was a unanimous decision for every analyst. So here we are. So all signs are pointing to the Falcons drafting Dallas Turner with the 8th overall pick, according to a lot of analysts out there. So we'll see what the Falcons end up doing, but that was her reasoning. And again, I have absolutely zero problem with the Falcons drafting Dallas Turner at 8. Again, that's actually my first choice for the Falcons at 8 is to draft Dallas Turner. Moving on with the number 43 overall pick. That's right. She went two rounds with the number 43 overall pick. She has the Falcons drafting a quarterback. More specifically, the quarterback out of Washington, Michael Penix Jr. That's a spicy meatball. That's a spicy draft to pick. She says this. Hear me out. Do the Falcons need Penix at the moment? No. But they do need to be already thinking about a succession plan for Kirk Cousins. Or she says, no, but do they need... to already be thinking about a succession plan for her cousins? She made it a question. It wouldn't hurt. It was reported by Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer this past week that the Falcons sent a large contingency of decision makers to Washington to hold a private workout with Penix. Maybe they like what they saw. Enough to use a second round pick on him. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. But if the Falcons use a first round pick to fill an obvious need at edge rusher, they have depth and talent at other key positions to gamble a bit in the second round in hopes of landing someone who can sit behind Cousins for a couple of years before conversations of his future playing time truly begin. See, and that is the part where I disagree with Tori McIlhenny. That is the part where I think, I don't want to say she's straight up wrong, but that's the part I don't disagree with, where she says, if they fill an obvious need at edge rusher, they have depth and talent at other key positions to gamble a bit in the second round of hopes of landing someone who can sit behind Cousins for a couple of years before conversations of his future playing time truly beginning. Can anyone name me a Falcons linebacker besides Troy Anderson, besides Nate Landman, besides Caden Ellis? Anyone? By the way, Bud Dupree is not on the team anymore. He is a free agent currently. Anyone? I'll wait. No, didn't think so. I can't either. Can anyone name me a... I won't say that. I'll go this route with it. We need another wide receiver, which we can get in the later round. So we don't necessarily have to use a second round pick on a wide receiver, but I would much rather use a second round pick on a wide receiver that can make an impact right away than use it on a quarterback who's going to sit behind Kirk Cousins for at least 2 years, at least, barring injury. I would much rather go get another defensive line piece who could be a advantage, who could make an impact on the Falcons defensive line and be in the Falcons defensive line rotation right away, rather than drafting a quarterback in the second round who's going to sit again for at least 2 years. You can never have enough defensive line help. I would much rather go get the cornerback of the future, a cornerback that could hopefully be the guy that goes next to A.J. Terrell or even replaces A.J. Terrell, because remember, A.J. Terrell still doesn't have a long-term deal. So cornerback is definitely more of a need than quarterback at this point. We're going to need a corner because guess what? I like Kevin King, the signing there. I like still having I like having the corners that we have, but Clark Phillips. I knew I would think of it. I like having Clark Phillips. I like having D. Alford. I like those guys, but none of them are necessarily guys you want to go on the outside next to A.J. Terrell. Clark Phillips is a slot guy. D. Alford is a slot guy. We don't have Jeff Okuda. Kevin King, he can be a slot guy or he can be a depth piece, but I don't necessarily want Kevin King to be the starter. You need a corner. You need that before you need a quarterback who's going to sit behind, again, Kirk Cousins for at least 2 years, barring injury. You could use a D-tackle. Grady Jarrett isn't going to be ready, I don't think, as soon as the season starts. Now, again, you got David Onyemata. We'll see if Calais Campbell comes back. You maybe have Eddie Goldman, maybe. You do have Taquan Graham, but you still need more depth on that defensive line. And you need depth on the interior of that defensive line. You did re-sign Kentavious Street as well. I get that. But still, there you don't have depth and you don't have talent like I think Torrey thinks the Falcons have at every position. You need more depth at linebacker. You could use more depth at defensive line. You definitely need another corner to go on the outside of A.J. Terrell because you don't have one at the moment. Because, again, I don't think Kevin King is really going to be that guy. So, no, you don't have the luxury of being able to draft a quarterback with your second round pick, with your 43rd overall pick. You just don't have that luxury. You don't. So, to be honest, I would be sick isn't the right word. I don't know if I'd be nauseous. I was going to come on here and say I was going to be nauseous if the Falcons did that, but I don't want to be dramatic because I get it. I do somewhat understand the thinking, but you got other needs. You have other needs. So I hope the Falcons do not use their 43rd overall pick on a quarterback because, again, your first, second, really maybe even your third round pick, those guys should be starters. They should come in and be starters and key players for your team right away. Your 43rd overall pick this year should be starting, or at least in a defensive line rotation, or at least cornerback number two. If you draft a quarterback, he ain't starting. Big Kirko's starting. And again, barring injury, knock on whatever this table is made out of, he ain't gonna play. You gotta cover. You got other holes you need to fill. So please, Terry, if you're listening, good morning to you, my good sir. Raheem, if you're listening, good morning to you, my good sir. I trust in y'all, and I hope y'all do not draft a quarterback with the 43rd overall pick. Please don't. That is all. Shout out to Tory, but I disagree wholeheartedly with that 43rd overall pick. When we come back, speaking of the NFL, let's get into some NFL headlines. One of the Falcons' potential draft prospects, I mentioned actually this segment, he visited the Atlanta Falcons this week, and we know who the Eagles are playing in Brazil. It ain't the Atlanta Falcons. This is another team, but we'll talk about it. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take when we come on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, another Atlanta classic. Shout out to my guy, Dede, getting us hyped this morning, 542. It is Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy, Dylan Matthews, on a Thursday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders, protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, getting the people the good treatment, care that they need, and medicine as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up some good nourishment early this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed and my front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers as well. We got some NFL headlines we need to get to here. First and foremost, Terrion Arnold, the cornerback out of Alabama. We mentioned him and talked about him a little bit before the break, last segment. And he visited with the Falcons and the Lions this past week. So Arnold's Instagram story included pictures of trips to the facilities of the Falcons and the Lions over the last couple of days. So he obviously has a couple of teammates on that Detroit roster in Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams. So it was good to... I'm sure for Terrion Arnold, it was good for him to see those guys. But look, like I said, they go get Terrion Arnold with the number 8 overall pick. Wouldn't have a problem with it. Again, it's not my first choice, either in a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse or a Leiatu Latu is my first choice. But I would not be upset at all about the fact of the Falcons drafting Terrion Arnold with the 8th overall pick at all. But I wouldn't be surprised either if they do want to go the route of Terrion Arnold, they trade back and they can go get him there. Moving on here, speaking of some edge rushers, one edge rusher just got paid, Josh Allen, the Jaguars pass rusher. He has agreed to a 5-year, $150 million contract with $88 million guaranteed. That's according to multiple reports. The structure of the contract has not yet been reported, but Josh Allen, 26 years old, he hit free agency coming off his best NFL season. That's always nice when you ball out in your contract year. He started all 17 games for the Jags, 17 and a half sacks. See, that's what I'm hoping the Falcons can get in this draft, because that's what we need right there, a guy who can get. And look, I'm not even asking for 17 and a half right away. I hope whoever we get, if we do get a pass rusher, can build up to that point. But at least give me double digits on a consistent year-in, year-out basis. When, you know, you can have some 13 and a half season. You can have a little maybe 11 and a half season. Then, you know, of course, I want you to have your 17, your 16 seasons as well. But, man, just give me double-digit sacks year-in, year-out. That's what I want out of the next Falcons pass rusher, and hopefully It is either Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Laiatu Latu, somebody, anybody, please. But going back to Josh Allen, 17 and a half sacks, was a Pro Bowler. And again, this season, he really emerged as one of the league's elite pass rushers at this time. And again, it's always good when you ball out on your contract year because you end up with a nice little chunk of change in your bank account. And Josh Allen now has that with the Jaguars. The Packers, we tease this, they're going to face the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. There was a time where we thought maybe the Falcons and the Eagles would end up being that Brazil game, but it is going to be the Packers and the Eagles. The NFL announced that yesterday. It's going to be played on Friday, September 6th. It's going to be the night after the Chiefs host the regular season opener, obviously the defending champion, and in this point it is the Chiefs again. They host whoever the NFL schedules them, but it's going to be the Chiefs and whoever they end up playing, the Chiefs are going to host it. And then that Friday, the next day, it's going to be the Packers and the Eagles facing off in Brazil. And the NFL is permitted to do this game, by the way, because it's the first Friday in September and the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961, which gives the NFL a broadcast antitrust exemption. It prohibits Friday and Saturday broadcasts as of the second Friday in September. But since it's landing on the first Friday in September, it means that they can have the game on a Friday. So with this being the case, the NFL probably have Friday games, maybe even Saturday games on the first weekend in September of next year, 2029, 2030, and 2031, just giving you a look into the future. Terrell Suggs getting to some not-so-great news. He was arrested for assault in Arizona. So the former Baltimore Ravens star defender Terrell Suggs arrested Tuesday, in Scottsdale, Arizona, on charges of threatening and intimidating and disorderly conduct with a weapon stemming from a March 10th incident outside of a local Starbucks. This is according to police records. According to a police incident report, Suggs, who is 41, was driving a black Range Rover that had driven past the drive-through order area. Upon backing up his vehicle, Suggs allegedly made contact with another vehicle while he was backing up. And while there was no damage to the vehicle, an argument ensued per the report. And according to the police, a second argument ensued as Suggs left the Starbucks and Suggs allegedly threatened to kill the alleged victim and brandished a handgun in his left hand. The police report stated that Suggs did not point the weapon at the alleged victim, but the victim believed he was being threatened. Suggs did come out with a statement yesterday to TMZ that he acted in self-defense. He said, quote, "I was in a quiet area of Scottsdale in the middle of the day in a Starbucks drive-thru near my home when the incident happened with a vehicle behind me. I was getting coffee. I was not looking for any trouble," Suggs said. And he also goes on to say, quote, "When the man in the other vehicle escalated the situation, I feared for my safety, not knowing what his intentions were. Throughout the incident, I was the one who felt in danger while fearing I would be followed home and for the safety of my family nearby at my residence." So he was saying that the dude who he got into the argument with apparently followed him home. And, you know, so again, sounds like two different stories here, a little bit of, you know, who said what. So it's obviously not a great situation for Terrell Suggs, but hopefully that all gets sorted out. If you don't remember, he spent 17 seasons in the NFL, 16 with the Ravens. Suggs made 7 Pro Bowls and was named 2011 AP Defensive Player of the Year. So, again, not a great look, but hopefully that all gets sorted out and Terrell Suggs doesn't have to have any more trouble with the law. Quickly here, before we hand things off to the morning shift, ESPN has announced a long-term deal with Peyton Manning and Omaha Productions through 2034. So it announced that it has a new long-term agreement with Omaha Productions, again, going through 2034. It's going to include the continued airing of the Manning Cast. That is the alternate Monday Night Football broadcast in which Peyton and Eli, of course, talk about the game, interview guests. You know what the Manning Cast is all about. And they also continue as a part of the Omaha Productions partnership with ESPN with Peyton's Places and Eli's Places. Those are two shows. If you haven't seen them, Peyton and Eli both explore football history, culture, and they also are going to focus on pro football. And Peyton's going to focus on pro football content. Eli's going to focus on college football as a part of the new deal. And ESPN also said there will be an expansion of the original content that Omaha Productions creates and ESPN platforms air. So there you have it. The what happened with the Phil Jones. Shout out to Phil Jones. Appreciate you, Day-Day. Phil Jones is listening on the app. Shout out to you, Phil Jones. I appreciate you. Did he put that in the Solomon? Oh, he tweeted that, Day-Day. Didn't know if he was listening on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or not, which you can always hit us up on, by the way. All right. When we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson back in the house. He was out yesterday at Augusta National. He'll have some Masters stories I've heard through the grapevine for you today. So you'll be looking forward to that and more. We'll find out exactly what you have to look forward to when we come back here. We'll wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Another Atlanta classic. Shout out to my guy Day-Day getting us hyped this morning. 542. It is Sports Radio 99 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers getting the people the good treatment, care that they need and medicine as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up some good nourishment early this morning. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed and my front loading and rear loading truck drivers as well. We got some NFL headlines we need to get to here. First and foremost, Terrion Arnold, the cornerback out of Alabama. We mentioned him and talked about him a little bit before the break last segment. And he visited with the Falcons and the Lions this past week. So Arnold's Instagram story included pictures of trips to the facilities of the Falcons and the Lions over the last couple of days. So he obviously has a couple of teammates on that Alabama, or excuse me, on that Detroit roster in Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams. So it was good to, I'm sure for Terrion Arnold, it was good for him to see those guys. But look, like I said, they go get Terrion Arnold at with the number 8 overall pick. Wouldn't have a problem with it. Again, it's not my first choice, either in a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse or a Leiatu Latu is my first choice, but I would not be upset at all about the fact of the Falcons drafting Terrion Arnold with the 8th overall pick at all. But I wouldn't be surprised either if they do want to go the route of Terrion Arnold, they trade back and they can go get him there. Moving on here, speaking of some edge rushers, one edge rusher just got paid, Josh Allen, the Jaguars pass rusher. He has agreed to a 5-year, $150 million contract with $88 million guaranteed. That's according to multiple reports. The structure of the contract has not yet been reported, but Josh Allen, 26 years old, he hit free agency coming off his best NFL season. That's always nice when you ball out in your contract year. He started all 17 games for the Jags, 17 and a half sacks. See, that's what I'm hoping the Falcons can get in this draft, because that's what we need right there, a guy who can get. And look, I'm not even asking for 17 and a half right away. I hope whoever we get, if we do get a pass rusher, can build up to that point. But at least give me double digits on a consistent year-in, year-out basis. When, you know, you can have some 13-and-a-half season, you can have a little maybe 11-and-a-half season. Then, you know, of course, I want you to have your 17, your 16 seasons as well. But, man, just give me double-digit sacks year-in, year-out. That's what I want out of the next Falcons pass rusher. And hopefully it is either Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Laiatu Latu, somebody, anybody, please. But going back to Josh Allen, 17-and-a-half sacks, was a Pro Bowler, and again, this season he really emerged as one of the league's elite pass rushers at this time. And again, it's always good when you ball out on your contract year, because you end up with a nice little chunk of change in your bank account, and Josh Allen now has that with the Jaguars. The Packers, we tease this, they're going to face the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. There was a time where we thought maybe the Falcons and the Eagles would end up being that Brazil game, but it is going to be the Packers and the Eagles. The NFL announced that yesterday. It's going to be played on Friday, September 6th. It's going to be the night after the Chiefs host the regular season opener, obviously the defending champion, and in this point it is the Chiefs again. They host whoever the NFL schedules them, but it's going to be the Chiefs and whoever they end up playing, the Chiefs are going to host it. And then that Friday, the next day, it's going to be the Packers and the Eagles facing off in Brazil. And the NFL is permitted to do this game, by the way, because it's the first Friday in September, and the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 which gives the NFL a broadcast antitrust exemption. It prohibits Friday and Saturday broadcasts as of the second Friday in September. But since it's landing on the first Friday in September, it means that they can have the game on a Friday. So with this being the case, the NFL probably have Friday games, maybe even Saturday games on the first weekend in September of next year, 2029, 2030, and 2031, just giving you a look into the future. Terrell Suggs getting to some not-so-great news. He was arrested for assault in Arizona. So the former Baltimore Ravens star defender Terrell Suggs arrested Tuesday, in Scottsdale, Arizona, on charges of threatening and intimidating and disorderly conduct with a weapon stemming from a March 10th incident outside of a local Starbucks. This is according to police records. According to a police incident report, Suggs, who is 41, was driving a black Range Rover that had driven past the drive-through order area. Upon backing up his vehicle, Suggs allegedly made contact with another vehicle while he was backing up, and while there was no damage to the vehicle, an argument ensued per the report, and according to the police, a second argument ensued as Suggs left the Starbucks, and Suggs allegedly threatened to kill the alleged victim and brandished a handgun in his left hand. The police report stated that Suggs did not point the weapon at the alleged victim, but the victim believed he was being threatened. Suggs did come out with a statement yesterday to TMZ that he acted in self-defense. He said, quote, "I was in a quiet area of Scottsdale in the middle of the day in a Starbucks drive-thru near my home when the incident happened with a vehicle behind me. I was getting coffee. I was not looking for any trouble," Suggs said. And he also goes on to say, quote, "When the man in the other vehicle escalated the situation, I feared for my safety, not knowing what his intentions were. Throughout the incident, I was the one who felt in danger while fearing I would be followed home and for the safety of my family nearby at my residence." So he was saying that the dude who he got into the argument with apparently followed him home. And, you know, so again, sounds like two different stories here, a little bit of, you know, who said what. So it's obviously not a great situation for Terrell Suggs, but hopefully that all gets sorted out. If you don't remember, he spent 17 seasons in the NFL, 16 with the Ravens. Suggs made 7 Pro Bowls and was named 2011 AP Defensive Player of the Year. So, again, not a great look, but hopefully that all gets sorted out and Terrell Suggs doesn't have to have any more trouble with the law. Quickly here, before we hand things off to the morning shift, ESPN has announced a long-term deal with Peyton Manning and Omaha Productions through 2034. So it announced that it has a new long-term agreement with Omaha Productions, again, going through 2034. It's going to include the continued airing of the Manning Cast. That is the alternate Monday Night Football broadcast in which Peyton and Eli, of course, talk about the game, interview guests. You know what the Manning Cast is all about. And they will also continue as a part of the Omaha Productions partnership with ESPN with Peyton's Places and Eli's Places. Those are two shows. If you haven't seen them, Peyton and Eli both explore football history, culture, and they also are going to focus on pro football. And Peyton's going to focus on pro football content. Eli's going to focus on college football as a part of the new deal. And ESPN also said there will be an expansion of the original content that Omaha Productions creates and ESPN platforms air. So there you have it. What happened with the – oh, Phil Jones. Shout out to Phil Jones. Appreciate you, Day-Day. Phil Jones is listening on the app. Shout out to you, Phil Jones. I appreciate you. Did he put that in the Solomon – oh, he tweeted that, Day-Day. Didn't know if he was listening on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or not, which you can always hit us up on, by the way. All right. When we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson back in the house. He was out yesterday at Augusta National. He'll have some Masters stories I've heard through the grapevine for you today. So you'll be looking forward to that and more. We'll find out exactly what you have to look forward to when we come back here We'll wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.